Blackstone Audio presents Crossing Over by Anna Kendall. Chapter 1. The first time I ever crossed over, it was market day, and I was a little boy, barely 6 years old. I had spilled goat's milk on the linsey woolsey that Aunt Jo had spent weeks weaving, the linsey woolsey that she was going to sell at market. Harter beat me unconscious, and I crossed over. No, that is not true. I must have crossed over earlier, in dreams. There must have been times when my infant self lay asleep, restless and feverish from some childish illness, pain in my head or belly or throat. That's what is required. Letting go, as in sleep, plus pain. Not great pain, but Harter doesn't believe that. Or maybe he just likes beating me. That first time, 8 years ago, the milk staining the bright green wool, my aunt's gasp, her husband raising his head from the table with that look in his eyes, and I... "Roger," he said now, "you will cross over today." Again, Harter raised his head, this time looking at me over the rim of his mug of sour ale. My neck and spine turned cold. It was barely dawn. We sat alone in the tap room of an inn somewhere on the Stone Green Road. It wasn't much of an inn. Three trestle tables of rough wood on the cobbled floor, two ladders leading to rooms above that were no more than lofts with dirty straw as pallets. The beams overhead were so blackened and ill-cared for that soot dropped onto the tables. Still, last night my heart had surged with gladness when our wagon pulled into the stable yard. During the